Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Scott George of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Scott in just a moment. Coming up Saturday, February 1st, it's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 36th Annual All Breed Bull Sale at high noon, Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Over 50 bulls are consigned for the 2014 sale, including Angus, Hereford, Red Angus, Composite, Sim Angus, Charmaine, and Maine Angus. We've got the main catalog linked on our website, on our calendar page, and auction pages. For more information, you can contact Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366, or Ashley Yeager, 580-497-7124. He's a dairy producer, but also a cow-calf operator out of the state of Wyoming. Scott George is the current president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Had a chance to visit with Scott George during the International Livestock Congress, and we talked about a variety of issues, including the challenges of the beef industry right now. A lot of groups simply not liking the cattle industry as we produce beef today very much at all.
Absolutely. You know, our producers are always looking for how they can improve what they do. And we're all committed to producing a good quality product for our consumers. Some groups raise concerns. We have to address those concerns because the consumers also reflect those same concerns. And that's always a good time when we get together and can help educate one another, share experiences with one another. That's one of the reasons we sponsor Cattlemen's College at our national convention, is to try to educate producers about how they can possibly look at things and do things a little differently and still keep our consumers buying our product.
We also talked with Scott George about the dollar hit beef checkoff. NCBA has been criticized, along with the Beef Promotion Board, in regards to the dollar hit beef checkoff by groups like the Humane Society of the U.S., saying that it's a kind of an underhanded tax in order to keep NCBA operating. We asked Scott George about these assaults on the dollar head beef checkoff.
Some of these groups have targeted the checkoff because they recognize that those dollars help us address consumers' concerns, which keeps the consumer buying our product. So they thought, if there's a way we can disrupt this, we're going to target the checkoff programs. And we're seeing it not only in the beef industry, but also the dairy and the pork industries as well. All their checkoff programs are under attack. That tells me they're working. That's not a bad sign to me.
Now, the checkoff itself, the beef checkoff itself, has got a fair amount of age on it as these programs go, from the 1980s. Hasn't been changed as far as the dollar amount since that time. I know there's a lot of continued discussion about how, I think the word here today was used by Bill Meese, retool it.
Yes, there is a lot of concern about the checkoff, and we do need to retool it. We're continually seeing decreased revenues. We are having to abandon really good programs that are fabulous programs, but we just can't fund them. And so as a result, we're having to cut back. Everyone is, the whole industry. And it's hurting the industry. Our industry needs to decide whether or not they're going to invest in their industry. And if they are, we need to step up and make some changes so that we can increase that funding level.
You see any sort of an organized effort coming forward out of your meeting or soon after?
We've been, NCBA has been meeting with other ag groups for over 2 years. Trying to resolve some changes, some challenges that other groups might have about increasing the checkoff. And actually, I'll be real honest, I'm real hopeful. We've seen some real progress and have made some progress, and I'm hoping in the next year or two we will be able to accomplish that.
And this dairy and beef producer indicates that NCBA working hard in our nation's capital, pushing back against the regulators as they continue to make a full-fledged assault, it seems like, over the last couple of years on U.S. farmers and ranchers.
We do see a step up in some areas. Colin Woodall, who heads our D.C. office, the other day made a comment. He said, you never win the war on these issues. He says, you may win a battle. But then all these groups come back and retool, and they come at you again. We're seeing another assault on water from the Environmental Protection Agency. We're seeing challenges with the Department of Transportation about having to have CDL licenses, trying to get some consistency on weight limits across the country so trucks can transport across. All of these groups, all these agencies keep coming at us again and again and again. And we have to continually go back and say, all right, this is where our producers stand on these issues. That does not go away. We need producers to be able to speak up and address these issues so that we can have some good legislation coming out of our Washington, D.C.
And fugitive dust has raised its ugly head as well.
Oh, yeah. Dust is another issue that rears its ugly head. And again, you have to have people that put the word out. This is a problem that's coming at us. What do you want us to do? And then we've got to go back and fight the battle. So it never ends, and it never will. It will always come back. But each time it comes, you want to be sure you're standing up and speaking for the industry.
Well, last question, Scott. As far as the meeting itself coming up, Cattle Industry Convention, early February, why should a guy take his time, take his money? Why should he come?
I'll tell you, there are great things happening at that convention. We have educational programs like the Cattlemen's College. Cattle Facts is going to come in and give us an overview of the industry of the world. We also have entertainment. We're going to the Grand Ole Opry for a night just for us, and we've got great performers lined up to come. We've also got other entertainment. So there's an entertainment factor. Got a great trade show. It's over 300 vendors, sold out. In fact, we have vendors wanting to get in, and there's just no more room. So it's the best trade show we've ever had. And then we'll also have our policy discussions and talking about where we want to be on these issues that are affecting us and impacting us. So there's fun, there's education, there's opportunity to network with other producers. So I would encourage any producers that can come and join us, even if it's for a day. Come and enjoy the whole experience there. Our challenge is to have a day you'll never forget every day. Every day of convention, and so we'd invite all our producers across the country to come.
President of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott George. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Messner Herford's invites you to the 2014 edition of Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale on Saturday, February 1st at the Messner Ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. Van and Milt Messner will be selling 140 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, as well as 60 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. The sale will be seen live on DV Auction at dvauction.com. Sale time February 1st is 12:30 p.m. For information, call Van Messner at 580-552-1555. Messner Ranch production sale, Saturday, February 1st.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.